listening to a Sharesies podcast.
Within the space, there's always risks. What are the risks that you're considering with regards to the investment set of pie as well at the moment?
What I think is something that's really important to understand is I think that some of the losers from AI, as in companies that have their business model threatened by AI, we're going to find out about those like really quite quickly. And I think we're going to find out about the losers probably sooner than we find out about some of the winners in terms of the applications, et cetera. Some companies that will see their business model negatively impacted. And we saw that earlier in the year. There was a US company called Chegg, which provides an online learning platform. And you know, their share price halved in a day because they came out and said students are using ChatGPT to help, you know, with their homework and to help with extra study. They don't need us anymore. So you're going to have to be really careful and make sure you're investing in companies that are not threatened by this. That's almost before finding out where the real opportunities are. So, you know, the risk will come out quite quickly. And so we're really focusing on making sure that we don't own companies where AI in whatever form is going to be a real risk to their model.
Let's just talk a little bit about sectors, those that might be positively or negatively impacted over the next 5 years.
I mean, that's a really key question. I think it's pretty early to have any sort of real definitive answers there. I think one thing we know for sure is that AI is going to really improve productivity generally. So that's going to be good news for a lot of companies' earnings. It's also quite disinflationary, so that's good news for central banks who are trying to, you know, make sure inflation doesn't carry on going up. So we think improving productivity is going to be pretty key for equity markets as a whole over the next few years. On the negative side, there are some vulnerable areas. So white collar workers who operate in like middle or back office roles, such as maybe accounting or payment processing, some of those jobs are actually going to disappear. AI is going to make that whole process much more efficient. You're not going to need so many people. So there are some threats there. So we want to make sure we're not investing in companies that are really key suppliers to those kind of roles. In education, I mentioned that earlier, I think AI could be quite transformative as well from, you know, hopefully mostly in a good way. But, you know, if you're in education, you've got the wrong business model, then you might not have a business model quite quickly. So we're going to look to invest in companies that, as I mentioned, provide the tools for others to use AI or that are leaders in using AI themselves as a way of staying ahead of the competition or improving their profit margins. So it's pretty hard to be really specific about which sectors are going to be impacted in a good or a bad way, apart from some of the examples I gave. But really, we want to find companies that use AI in an intelligent way to help their future growth.
Mike, thoughts on how retail investors should approach AI?
Hopefully, I don't look too old, but I have seen a couple of cycles go through in my time. You know, witnessed the real estate boom in the 2008, I was investing through the tech bubble as well. So I kind of understand a little bit how this works. And of course, all bubbles start on, you know, fundamental grounds. And this one has got a really solid fundamental ground to get going. I can understand why investors want to get involved because they should be. And that's why we're involved as investors as well. And it's exciting. New technology is exciting. And it's quite easy to kind of build a castle in the sky as to what this might look like in the future. So investors should want to be involved. We've mentioned a number of ways that they can do it. It's not just exclusively through NVIDIA. There are other chip manufacturers, other type of infrastructure, data center plays, things like that. So certainly you wouldn't want to put all your eggs or all your chips in one basket. In this case, you want to spread yourself a bit quite wide. And in particular, just be mindful of the fact that, you know, these things don't go forever. And when they do finish quite quickly. In the case of Cisco in 2000, a lot of their business revenue was building up in the late 1990s due to the Y2K factor, people wanting to check all their computers and that everything would work. So when they got through to the March 2020 result and said, hey, we haven't actually got any of that demand here anymore because people have already spent their IT budget. So it's been called with the benefit of hindsight as a reason for the bubble bursting. So we may get to a point in, I don't know, 12, 18 months where the mega cap tech companies say, okay, NVIDIA, we're doing this ourselves, or there's this like peak in their sales. And what we should remember is that doesn't mean the AI revolution is over. Because if you look at the internet, March 2000, Most people were still on dial-up, even if they had the internet. Of course, it just kept on running for decades. And so that's what will happen with AI, is that the market, NVIDIA, may top out 12, 18 months, who knows, but the AI revolution will continue.
Investing involves risk. You might lose the money you start with. We recommend talking to a licensed financial advisor. We also recommend reading product disclosure documents before deciding to invest.